Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. What do you guys want to talk about? This is the show that we do when Jimmy Van is not present. He is not at work. He is headed for vacation. But I'm here talking wrestling news with you guys. Leave a thumbs up on this video. I know that we have thousands of new subscribers because I ran a contest for WWE 2K. If you are new, guess what? You're going to be in for contests likely, almost every week or every other week or so. We're going to do something that is very inclusive to wrestling fans specifically. We are a live-based platform. We do a lot of live shows. We also have some filmed interviews and stuff like that. But we're here every single weeknight for post shows. And you got the biggest news-breaking team in wrestling right now. So, pleasure to have you guys here. Thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Watch our great interviews. But if you like this Q&A format, FightfulSelect.com is for you as well, because I do one of these every week and you don't have to pay anything to get your question or statement read on the air. If you are a subscriber, you can ask your question. And if I have the answer to it, it'll get answered on that show. Every other week, Grapsody does one as well. So if you like this format, you are going to like FightfulSelect.com. I'll brag about that a little bit later on. If you do want your question or statement read here on what do you guys want to talk about, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful, or you can donate a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. Humper Chats are our Streamlabs platform that allows you to leave questions or statements before we go on the air, which is exactly what a few of our friends did. Axel left this one at 1 p.m. He says, Backlash will be in Puerto Rico this year. First pay-per-view since 2005. Rumors here in Puerto Rico is that WWE or Vince didn't like how the crowd reacted. They yelled, "Hua!" for everything. It will likely sell out in hours because of Bad Bunny. What are your thoughts? Well, I mean, I have a vested interest in this. Demon Diva, who does incredible work, you all should check her out, has been very, very invested in a show going to Puerto Rico, and I'm ecstatic for her, and I'm ecstatic for the people of Puerto Rico because it has been starved for WWE top, like, you know, pay-per-view quality content. And I thought that New Year's Revolution did very, very well in 2005. It's been a full 15 year or 18 years since that happened. I think that areas like that that are underserved are ones that can cultivate a fantastic environment. And what you want is to cultivate special environments for these shows. You want to make these shows look like they're cool to be at. One of the things I liked most about AEW when they first started, if you go back and you look at that footage, you'll see the audience well lit. You will see the audience that is they're walking around. They're holding their drinks. It looks like they're like out on dates. It feels like it's a bit of a party experience. You want to go to places that will make it seem like it's cool to be there. And I think that Puerto Rico is going to do that. And I think that will cause demand in some other territories as well. And our friend Demon Diva is here. Shout out to her. I'm so excited for her. But I've got nothing but positive things to say about that. And just doing anything with Bad Bunny is a smart idea for WWE. If you can hitch your wagon to Bad Bunny, especially in Puerto Rico, go ahead and do it. They're probably going to sell out. They would probably just sell out if he was out there playing tic-tac-toe, much less doing that. Bree says, "Hey, Sean, do you think we'll ever see Scorpio Sky in AEW ROH again? Thanks." Yes, Bree, we will. He is signed for several more years. FightfulSelect.com had reported that. We also had an update today on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, my friends, that said that you know, a lot of people were like, "Hey, man, you're in the same locker room as MJF. Why don't you tell him?" He hasn't been there lately, but he'll be back. Burnt River Comedy says, Billington Bulldog ceiling, AEW or WWE, New Japan. I think New Japan is probably in their short-term view. Harry Smith thinks a lot of them. MLW thinks a lot of them. I want to see them fill out a little bit more, though. Mr. Stray Fire sent in a Humper Chat this morning that said, "You said many times you expect Cena to win the U.S., but in recent years, when he's buried his opponents this bad, he's lost. Rock won, Roman two times, even Taker. So I expect Theory to win. Thoughts?" Oh, I fully believe that Theory could win. That it wasn't that I necessarily thought that Cena would beat him and win the U.S. title. People were asking like what I would do and how I would debut Switchblade Jay White. And I think there's a way to do it. If there's one thing we've learned about Austin Theory, it's that he will take bad booking and come out better from it. Now, he shouldn't always be subjected to that. He shouldn't always be subjected to a golden egg or losing money in the bank the way that he did. But he's got that very vindictive look in his face where he can really capitalize off of that. And that's why I think that that could work and he could end up doing a little bit of something else. Also, I think a brand switch would help him a lot right now too. Kyle says, "Is progress being made or hinted at for a Punk return? FTR being back, Elite without the titles, the tweet for FTR shirt saying in living color, Jericho references one of two ROH AEW champions, MJF's mask and scrum, breadcrumbs or nothing?" Right now, I'm going to say it's nothing. And I know there's a lot of heavy-handed hints, but man, there were a lot of heavy-handed hints when the Elite came back too, right? Like they were using GTS stuff and They were mocking him. I think that it's just them creating a little bit of buzz. Elix says, for listen, you boy, never got to watch you live, but never miss a show. First time donating, just saying I moved back to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks. I'm very excited to see Backlash with Bad Bunny now to make this even better. They should bring in Carlito. They should bring in Carlito. They absolutely should bring in Carlito and do something. Like, why not, right? Bring in all three of them that are still wrestling. Epico, Primo, and Carlito. Bring them all in. Have them do something fun. I say, why not? Appease the crowd. Make them feel like it's a special show for them. And give somebody else that they can identify with besides, you know, the few people that they have on the roster. We got Matt Hennessy with a very generous super chat. Big thank you, Matt. He says, do you think with how they're building it up on TV, that the tag titles are going to headline night one of WrestleMania? We know Rhodes versus Reigns will headline night two. Got to think Zayn and KO versus the Usos gets the nod for night one. As of right now, I feel like it should. Now, I also understand it would be nice to have the women main event a show, but six-woman tag is not going to main event a WrestleMania. And I feel like if it was Bianca and Rhea one-on-one, it probably would headline night one. I feel like they could build something with a little more juice behind it there. Rhea and Charlotte, maybe, but they are kind of going back, and I don't know how much Charlotte really has behind her right now. Rhea is the baby. Rhea is going to be the baby face in that building. People are going to be cheering for Rhea there. Bianca and Asuka, well, I wouldn't mind if that main evented. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind that at all. But I think that as far as a storyline focus standpoint, I think the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have certainly been pushed in that direction and have delivered as well. And not to say that the women wouldn't have delivered if given the opportunity. They haven't been booked in an appropriate sense to deliver. And that's unfortunate. Andrew says, someone asked about Saray and Boa. Well, you ain't going to get any answers if you do, because I don't know. Jennifer Kathleen says, what do you think Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho do now that the Revolution story is wrapped up? What do they book for them in Winnipeg next week? I think they should face each other in Winnipeg next week. That's what I would do. I would have them face each other. I don't know what the tickets are like there, but that would sell the place out. But I could also see why Tony would look at it and be like, okay, let's do singles and singles. I would do Kenny Omega and Buddy Matthews, but then again, I want Buddy Matthews to beat Kenny Omega if they face each other. I thought that would have been a really, really cool thing to help build up House of Black and the Elite. As far as Chris Jericho, he'll get a match. He'll win it. As far as what they do, I'm ready to see Ricky Starks and Chris Jericho move on from one another. Don't want to see it again. Not that it wasn't good. It's just I don't want to see another Jericho feud go forever. With Omega, I think he'll probably still be with the Elite for a while. Have you heard any NXT call-ups for post-Mania? I'm sure they'll do them, but I haven't heard of any specific names. They're doing something with Grimes, though. Do you think Jericho Appreciation Society has ran its course? Need them to disband, because to me, it's hurt everyone in the group. I disagree with that. I mean, you could argue maybe Jericho needs to, you know, do something a little bit different now than have a stable, because he's had a stable pretty nonstop. And this one, I mean, this is the 1 year anniversary of Jericho Appreciation Society. They got together last year, but he's been in a faction since AEW TV started. So I would like to see maybe something else there, or maybe see him do some tag stuff. That'd be cool. But 2.0 have absolutely benefited from this. Hager has benefited from this. I don't know if Sammy and Ty have, because you know, Ty Conti and or Ty Mello and Anna Jay could have done their thing without him. Daniel Garcia has probably picked up some cachet from it, but he'll have something to break away from too. I do think it's time to split them up. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Scream Ninja says, main event, Backlash, Damian Priest versus whoever the champ is at that time would be a great atmosphere. Yeah, but then you take Cody Rhodes in there, immediately make him a heel right after you did all this work to make him a babyface. So maybe a different title, maybe a U.S. title or an, like Rollins versus Damian Priest. I mean, I could think of a lot of people that would like that matchup too, if he's got the U.S. title like on him. Like maybe Rollins ends up picking that up, or maybe it's Austin Theory and Damian Priest or something like that. I think that would be a good one as well. What do you think happens with the Bloodline after Mania? I think that Solo Sikoa is very, very loyal to Roman Reigns, and I think that Roman Reigns denies his own shortcomings when he loses the title. And instead, he starts to blame it on Jimmy and Jay, and Jimmy and Jay have their loyalty towards one another, but Solo has his loyalty to Roman Reigns, and perhaps we see a little something going on there. Guys, reminder, leave a thumbs up, subscribe. You can get your Super Chats or Humper Chats in, and subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. This will be the big plug that I do for FightfulSelect.com. We do a thing called select portions when I don't feel like something's big enough for an individual article. We had a big one today about the reasoning behind Orange Cassidy and Jay Lethal. We had the identity behind the guy who who was in the Live meme. He's actually a WWE employee, but some story behind that. More people who were backstage in WWE at Raw. Saturday versus Sunday pay-per-views. More on the MLW faction that started with Akira, Ricky Shane Page, and Raven. And then we had more on the Heat with Scorpio Sky and MJF. But 4 p.m. Eastern, or right after this show goes off the air, we will be over on The List Goes On FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to break some big contract news about Brian Cage, what happened, what has been offered, who has interest in him, when the deal is up, because a lot of people have been wondering about that. And this one's going to be one that's going to make some headlines. Go ahead, subscribe, FightfulSelect.com, just $5. And you get Q&As every week, sometimes twice a week. Van Twinblade says, is MJF just being a good heel or taking the piss? I don't know what you mean. Like what? Like he tweets something at me, or is he like talking about him throwing drinks or something? He is a good heel, but he's also always taking the piss. What else we got? Ryan Martin says, Sean, do you think that Vince will be at shows going forward, or is Monday a one-off? Can you find out what's going on with Jade and Alexa Bliss? Both have been off TV and it's puzzling IMO. Well, Alexa is taking some time off. Jade has been on TV. Jade just hasn't been on Dynamite and Rampage. So she's been on a lot of other stuff. She wrestled actually quite a bit in February, but hasn't wrestled the last few weeks. She wrestled, let's see, she did Slam Dunk against Vert Vixen. She did Dark with the Baddies. She did the Jericho Cruise at the beginning of the month. She did the TBS title match against Red Velvet. So she wrestled like four times in 2 weeks, probably giving her a little bit of a rest, just my hunch. As far as Vince being at shows, FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, said that people backstage did feel as if it were a bit of a door to see how people reacted and how people felt about Vince even being backstage. And it was probably going to be a thing where he eased in. I would personally be shocked if he wasn't at WrestleMania. I would be shocked. Jennifer sends a Humper Chat at HumperChat.com and says, what do I want to talk about? How wonderful and supportive the Fightful community is. Make sure to check on each other and shout out all the wonderful women in the wrestling spaces. Love Jennifer. Love our great audience. I appreciate you guys so much. You all make bad days good. Ty says, hey, Sean, any updates on Coda? Need him in AEW. As best I know, his first match back is going to be the Janela spring break match. I mean, I don't know if it's announced that's who he's facing, but that's who he's supposed to face, is Joey Janela. I'm supposed to talk to him soon. I got to get an interpreter. I have one that might be helping me, but he did agree to talk to me. Esperanza says, anything on Wardlow's situation from this morning? Nothing besides the fact that I was told that they're going to have they should have a TNT title on hand. I don't know how the gear is going to work, but you hate to see that, man. I never leave anything in my car now, but sometimes when you're traveling, you don't have the ability to really prevent that. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hey, SRS, weekly chat about Alexa, and says, at this point with her posts lately, it seems to keep her off after Elimination Chamber is the company's decision, not Alexa's. I don't know whose decision it is. Like I said in the past, she has been more than willing to say, if you don't have anything for me, don't bring me. Like, I mean, they had her running those vignettes last year and they kept her off Royal Rumble. I know that she had kind of pushed for a bigger spot at Elimination Chamber last year, but she hasn't been around since the Royal Rumble. It's hard for me to believe that she will be factored into anything until at least WrestleMania weekend. I mean, do you think that they would just bring her back and put her in a battle royal? I don't know. I mean, I wish she would be in it. I wish they would do it. Bridget Hewlett. Bridget is always so generous to us. Thank you so much, Bridget. I'm going to spend some time on this. Let me get a drink here. What do I think next is for Mox? Well, not time off. He signed that big deal. He helps produce backstage. I don't know how much a lot of people know that, but he helps put together some matches and gives a lot of advice. He is truly a locker room leader. What do I think is next? Well, I can tell you what I would make next. I would lean a lot more into the BCC stuff. Bryan Danielson just lost his title match. Jon Moxley just lost his thing. I would have Claudio kind of be like the de facto leader of BCC and be like, I'm the successful one right now. Yuta's the successful one right now. Let's see you guys go after some gold. And I would have Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley completely reinvigorate a tag team division. Because you want to know what would absolutely hump? FTR against Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson in a tag team match. You know what would absolutely hump? Bryan Danielson, Claudio, and Moxley, insert Wheeler Yuta wherever, against the Elite or House of Black in a trios match. I want to see these two main eventers who just lost their feuds, and they need to, I wouldn't say that either one really need to build themselves back up, right? Bryan Danielson and Mox are bulletproof. They can do whatever the hell they want. But one of the things that I love the most about the AEW tag team division when FTR and Young Bucks and Hangman and Omega had the titles was it still felt like a main event championship, and nothing against the guns. It's just the way that it's appeared lately. It hasn't necessarily been that. I think the trios titles somewhat have been. And I mean, that's why you put them on the Elite in the first place, right? So I think that him and Bryan Danielson teaming up and them sort of making a run at it in that sense would be really, 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 really good. And I think that that's the method to go. That would be my pick. Do I think Danhausen will be on TV more? Yes, Danhausen's going to be on TV more, I believe, because I think that AEW Revolution was a big step. Now, Danhausen, to people that have watched him, I mean, there are people that were huge Danhausen fans, spent hundreds of dollars on merchandise, and quite frankly, had never seen the guy wrestle. However, what AEW Revolution did was give people a look at what a lot of other people have kind of already seen, and that's that Danhausen can actually wrestle. Now, he's had some like matches on Dark and stuff. Like, he had... But I mean, not even really through the winter that much. Like, he didn't really wrestle much through November, December, January. So he wasn't wrestling a lot then. But now that he's doing this stuff with Orange Cassidy, and Orange Cassidy's got the title, of course, he's had a very successful short run. They did the match against the Workhorsemen. They did the Casino Battle Royal, and they had a good showing in the tag match. I think it's to sort of move from, oh, hey, here's Danhausen who does this funny stuff, to here's Danhausen who can actually wrestle, and he's getting better within the scope of the story. Like, people that have watched him for a long time know how formidable he is, and they know how effective he is, and they know how well he can wrestle and how good he does at all that stuff. But to the AEW audience, he's a guy that gets beat a lot and does comedy stuff. Amir, I'm going to try to find you. Here you go. Any update on the 2023 Hall of Fame inductees? I ask, I probably want to say every other day about this, and I haven't been told any names. I know that Dave Bautista wants to. It's in LA. He wants to, and to me, if he wants to, you do it. I was just told it was happening. I wasn't told when announcements would be coming, and you're going to have people that are trying to engagement farm and all that stuff, and they're going to be making ones up. Somebody tried to make up a Stacey Keebler one the other day, and we were able to debunk that. But yeah, I look at that and I'm like, well, they better get on it. If they want to have smaller Hall of Fame classes, I'm okay with that. Like, three or four people. Sure. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Meet Normus says, on International Women's Day, will we finally get a second women's match on Dynamite? Meet Normus, that is a loaded question, and the answer is likely nah. They should, though. Mr. CJ Lilly says, is there any heat on Alexa for maybe asking for time off after Rumble, as it seems like she only wanted time off up to Elimination Chamber? Seems like the biggest loser off the Bobby, Bray, and Brock thing. Well, I mean, they couldn't have predicted that Brock would say no to Bray. I mean, I guess he could have. Common sense will tell you. I should have another update on Brock and Bray on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Probably maybe this week or next. But I haven't really heard of people getting heat for asking for time off. I mean, there was some heat last year based on how things sort of devolved between WWE. I don't know if it was Vince and Alexa individually, but the way that all went. But there were a whole lot of people in WWE at that time, Vince included, that's like, well, they should just be appreciative of being here and being on TV. And not everybody was. People were like, bro, if you ain't got anything for me, let me stay home. Auntie Collins says, any Chris Statlander update? So we had a bit of an update on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. She's been backstage at a few AEW shows, but I mean, right now we're going on 7 months since she tore her knee. I would expect that it's going to be some more time. Before she's gone. Corey says, loved Eddie Kingston quitting AEW and going to ROH. Do you think he will take the ROH World Heavyweight title off of Claudio? Well, that is definitely a feud. That is absolutely a feud that they got to do. He being Eddie Kingston, has sold that for so long. Like, how do you not do that, right? I think that at some point, Eddie Kingston does win the ROH World title. I do think so. And that's going to be a great feud for them. Kim Gray says, hi, SRS. How soon do Sammy and KO reunite before Mania? If I were to choose, I would say either March 20th or 24th, that week's Raw and SmackDown. That way you have the full week to build to it. Or Monday the 27th, and you can build to it on the 31st episode of SmackDown. You don't want too much there. You want to milk it. You want to make the people wait. TF says, any update on Jay White? Seems very quiet. Is it like the Cody situation where it's fairly quiet, but we kind of know where he's going to end up anyway? I expect him to end up in WWE. I'm not going to say that AEW is out on him or it's not possible. It doesn't seem like he's staying with New Japan, barring some unforeseen situation. I had just been told that his contract expired sometime between Battle in the Valley and WrestleMania. And I don't think it was an accident. I was told that his deal would be up before Mania. But I also know that he was looking forward to enjoying a break and some time off. Tyler Smith wanted some news in the Hall of Fame. Batista seemed like a no-brainer, but we're 3 weeks out, not a peep on TV. Falling out between WWE and Batista. I don't think there was a falling out. We are about 3.5 weeks out, but they just promoted his movie very, very heavily. To me, that's the slam dunk one. It's Batista. Like, go ahead, get Batista in that Hall of Fame and do it. Justin Robbins says, any idea where AEW stands on Jeff Hardy? They want him to get help, and they haven't had necessarily any conversations that are saying, oh, he's coming back. That the conversation hasn't been had yet. Van Twinblade says, AEW crowd doesn't know how vicious Donovan Danhausen was before he became the funny haha Danhausen. There's old matches on YouTube that everyone that doesn't like him should watch. Well, that's the benefit of the Danhausen character, is that you can go from what he does to something way more vicious. Like, listen, man, you see a picture of a bat hanging upside down and you see what they look like. They look kind of cute, man, but they'll bite you. They're bats. Completely with you here. What's the percentage? Wood says, we are counting down to the point where WWE is going to need to decide whether to sell or negotiate TV rights. Thurston thinks no sale. Cassidy and Rovert think Saudi. Where do you fall? If Saudi did it, they would probably grossly overpay for it. That's how I feel. And when I say that, I mean that they'll just have it to have it. I don't know who they would put in control. I don't know how that would look. They could just decide things on a whim. I don't know how that would look. No sale probably means that Vince is going to push his way back in at some point. I think these are both terrible options, but I'm leaning more towards no sale. Any update on Goldberg? I'm going to ask his representation, but he had no more matches left on his WWE deal. The last time that I asked, and no plans to use him. Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, because we're already nearing the end of those super chats and humper chats. And when those run out, I hit the bricks. A friend, Auntie Collins, says, is there an update regarding Sonya's arrest? Yeah. So she was trying to get it thrown out at the time that the news emerged. We broke that story last week, and I was told there was no heat from WWE's side of things because they understood why it was that she would want to protect herself. However, they were like, hey, you know, maybe just be careful next time. be more sure that that everything is going to be solidified and done and safe and legal. So there's no heat there. I don't know the likelihood of it getting thrown out, because that's, you know, that can be a pretty serious thing. G Bro says, I miss Santana. That's all. Kyle O too. Yeah, Kyle O is going to be out maybe all year. He having a rough time with that that neck fusion, and you hate to see that. Man, you absolutely hate to see that. But he'll be back. He'll work probably a little bit different, but I can't wait to see him back. G Bro says, you said you miss Santana. I'm sure AEW does too. I hope that he and Ortiz sort of mended their fences, because I would love to see a Santana return with Ortiz. I would love that. Any news on Andrade? Does he want to leave? I was told by, I don't know if it's his reps, management, or who, that I would expect to see him back before his deal is up. I don't know if he still wants to leave or not, but he's healing up from shoulder surgery. Jacob Donnelly, Ty J, any contract updates with FTR or the same still? And have I heard anything about their actual contract situation? I've heard a lot of things. I've not heard anything that I can actually report. I think they probably signed deals. I've said this repeatedly. I think that Dax is a super worker. I think that he's very, very smart. He knows how to create buzz. He knows how to create conflict. He knows how to get people interested. He knows how to get people to talk about him. And Cash, they are very, very smart about that. But I think they probably signed a while back. That's my take on it. SAS says, do you believe Sasha will be at WrestleMania either backstage or in a match? Backstage, possibly, because of some of the names that'll be there. I don't think she's wrestling in a match. She has New Japan commitments after WrestleMania, so I wouldn't imagine that she is going to be there. Speedpunk says, did you see MLW Underground last night? They revealed the calling card, guys. Well, let me tell you, my friend. We dropped an interview with Raven yesterday. Love Akira. We broke the news of him signing last month. Had some news on Fightful Select about all three of them. We had we got an interview with Ricky Shane Page dropping soon. A bunch of notes on Fightful Select, including how MJF lied to get him into AEW. Those three together with Raven and what he does. By the way, Raven tells me he's not retired. He's going to come back and do some wrestling. Probably next year. He's got to get his shoulder worked on.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But I just love the idea of them together. I think this is smart. MLW's got some good stuff on their shows. What a faction there. Any idea how much injury time has been added to Kenny's contract? And if he's leaning towards staying or going at all? I don't. Only Kenny knows about that. AEW want to keep him. It's worth noting, AEW offered him a lot more money than what WWE did. They offered him a whole lot more money than the 500K figure that was going around for the Bucks, at least. I think the EVPs are getting seven figures, but I would say, I think it was like 9 months or something like that. But don't quote me on that. Ryan Martin says, do you think Triple H still has final say over creative and talent signings, or has Vince stripped him of that power? Rumors suggest Bray was pulled from last weekend's live events. Can you find out what's going on? I can find out what's going on. I will absolutely find out what's going on there. I do think that Triple H has final say. I think the fact that he has outright mentioned that Vince has some input and shares his feelings is very telling. I the more Vince comes around and the more Vince gets involved and the more talent I hear saying that he is going to be involved, the more I believe that Vince will probably push his way back in. However, I think there will be a big revolt. And to me, WWE has taken an awful lot of momentum from AEW that AEW had sort of built up. You do not want to forfeit that momentum. Not that Vince McMahon gives a shit, because he doesn't give a shit about anything but himself. That's why they're in that situation to begin with. What's the percentage? Wood says, I want to say between the two, I'd rather have no sale. I just don't know how Vince can take back creative if they're still publicly traded, but what do I know? Because he's a maniac, man. He's a maniac. Do I feel WWE has given up on Bray and can they turn it around? Because all the negativity can't be good for anyone involved mentally. That's why Alexa took a break as far as her confidence. Listen, I don't want to speculate on why anybody took a break. But if there's bad creative and the segments are bad and the segments aren't good and the segments aren't new or fresh or interesting, you're going to get some criticism on them. Like, and that's, they brought Bray back in a very, very special way. But what they did was they did something completely just meh after that. They stretched out a feud that they didn't need to stretch out. You got this uber creative guy, but ultimately it's like, here's him posting some videos and stuff like that. And here's the QR code, which was great. But you got to do something a little bit different than here's a mask, here's this, here's that. Now, I don't want them to get into the lore aspect of it, but also you got to find a way to make this fresh. Matt James says, I know you shared your prediction for the U.S. title, but what if Theory gets the rub by beating Cena, holds an open challenge for the newly arriving Jay White, or maybe an NXT call-up? So I've thought about this, Matt, and I wouldn't be opposed to that either, but I feel like Jay White defeating John Cena holds a lot more of a first night type of thing than beating Austin Theory, and that's no disrespect to Austin Theory. It's just John Cena, you know, is one of the greatest of all time as far as in WWE. I don't think they would do an NXT call-up on WrestleMania, but maybe Raw after WrestleMania. I think that would be something that they would consider doing. My pitch regarding Jay White and John Cena is just rooted in who John Cena is. And because John Cena is not going to be around 2 days after WrestleMania, so why not beat him with someone brand new too, like Jay White, that immediately establishes, oh, Jay White's a main eventer. No disrespect again to Austin Theory, but he doesn't have that terrible Money in the Bank thing on him. He doesn't have the golden egg on him. He doesn't have any of that stuff on him already. Any update on Pat McAfee? No imminent plans for what I am understanding. But yeah, no imminent plans from what I'm understanding. But we'll probably work with WWE in the future. Any update on plans for Sting? And what I hear is this final year. Well, he told Seahawk that he's not going to wrestle singles matches. He had a knee operation late last year. Is not doing a lot of in-ring stuff. Is not appearing a lot. Don't know if they can stretch out his deal or anything like that. So it's been a while. I mean, like, we saw him do the match with Great Muda and Darby Allin, but I'm ready to see him back in there. I want to see them get a tag title run, man. We've been very, very fortunate that we've gotten over a dozen Sting matches 6 years after, 6-7 years after we thought he was going to be done. But he's not supposed to work singles. Tyler says, where's Luchasaurus? Injured or no plans? He's got that lawsuit going on right now where the person who made his mask wants merchandising. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but they had figured him out after the Jungle Boy storyline. Any updates on Trinity? Naomi saw that she removed all mentions of WWE on her socials. I've been asking about this. She is still on the roster page, but she's working WrestleCon. Usually that's not allowed. That's usually not allowed if you're contracted. Her deal was going to be up shortly after the walkout. However, there's also, you know, me reaching out to WPR and then being like, don't have the answer on that. Sorry. I'm like, damn, can y'all get it? I've been asking for like 10 months now. Glenn Flanders said, by the way, there are wrestling companies interested in Naomi, and WWE was hoping and were confident they could get her back. Glenn Flanders says, do injured wrestlers get paid while out? Yes, they do. And in some situations, you get your contract extended. Is AEW done with rankings? For now, yes, they are. Lal says, hey, Sean, have you heard anything about AEW booking the TD Garden in Boston this summer? It's been mentioned by James Stewart of 98.5, the Sports Hub. Bigger venue than usual, blood and guts. Well, it's possible if WWE doesn't have an exclusive on that venue, then I wouldn't doubt that they would try to run it, but they got to make sure that what you know, their ticket sales are solid and are on the up and up before going there and, you know, blocking off a big part of the arena, which, you know what, they ran Rupp. Rupp can seat like 20-something thousand, and they still ran it and just isolated half the crowd. Motown Rick says, any news on the Owen Hart tournament this year? As far as I knew, the plan was to do that annually. However, that started at the end of March last year. But, I mean, you had last year Tony Khan likening it to Wimbledon and stuff. So it's hard for me to believe that they won't do it again. But ultimately, if Martha Hart says no, it's not going to happen. So a lot of it depends on how she felt about it last year. I know that's also something that was very important to AEW, is making sure that she was happy with the way that things went and the way that things were presented. But they do have a merchandising deal with him. So, I mean, like with the figures and the video games, it's hard to imagine that they're not doing one. Ty J says, agree with your FTR take. Tony mentioned he wanted to make buzz around free agency when he formed AEW, I think. Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, you're going to get buzz from free agency, but you're also going to get buzz because FTR's like, we're leaving. Are they? Heck, I don't know. But I know one thing, guys. If you're leaving to go abroad or really anywhere, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. Thank you to NordVPN.com/Fightful for sponsoring this show. I watched that UFC pay-per-view at a greatly reduced rate thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful this past weekend. You can access so much more content, AEW without commercials, when you use Fight Plus or AEW Plus on Fight overseas. You can see things on Netflix and a lot of other services that you wouldn't otherwise be able to get. That's because you can change your virtual location with just one click on all your devices. I have a smart TV right here, a router in the corner, a PC right in front of me, a phone right here, and a Surface Pro in the other end of my studio. They are all covered on one subscription with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Right now, you get a great deal when you use that code Fightful, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So for some reason you don't like it, you can get your money back. You can get that old WWE network interface as well. But one of the things I like most is when you are browsing abroad, you're going to be able to access all the other content that you got from home. So when I go to London this year, I'll be able to check out all my favorite shows on the schedule that I want as well. And you protect your privacy, you protect your data, and all that stuff from snoopers, all that good stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Somebody says, LOL, you didn't pay full price for a pay-per-view. No, homeboy. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Joker says, with Howie's talk, it seemed like Ricky Starks is ready to jump to WWE ASAP if he doesn't have the best 2023. Same for Wardlow. I would imagine that both of them, one, are going to get offers from WWE whenever applicable. Two, that they are both going to be booked very well this year. But you know what? 10 months ago or 9.5 months ago, Wardlow beat the guy who is the AEW world champion right now and squashed him. So right now, you got to look at that and say, why isn't he getting booked against MJF? That's got to happen soon, too. Ricky Starks has been booked to beat Chris Jericho twice. So right now, he's getting a pretty solid push. I'm just ready for it to get even higher. He's also pretty fresh off a world title match. Is Jay White to WWE confirmed? No. SAS says, what are some things you would like to see post-Mania? Separate title should be a priority. Create a new women superstar would be mine. And we got Dom saying, do you see WWE splitting the tag titles, and how do you think they do it? So that's the thing I want, what Dom Raimondo said. I want to see the tag titles split. Actually, You know what I wouldn't like? I would like to see the tag titles split or stay together, but I'd like to see trios belts formed. I would like to see the NXT women's tag titles and the main roster women's tag titles combined to a WWE women's tag team titles. Then you can use those as floating belts. I do want to see the world title split unless you're going to be on both shows all the time. Roman has not been on both shows almost all the time. We should not be going over a month without seeing the world champion on Raw, on one of the biggest shows in wrestling history. You shouldn't be going that long without seeing it. Tag titles can float. Trios can float. You can develop contenders underneath there. I also want to see a draft. Mr. CJ Lilly says, feels like Alexa could be back by the 17th as she's on Jimmy Fallon's new game show with Miz. And they could, and then so perhaps she could take a spear to rejoin Bray. I don't think Bobby Lashley's going to be spearing Alexa Bliss. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe she'll be back, though. It's very clear they had some plans for her and Bray. Any predictions for debuts, returns for Dynamite? I don't think there's going to be any returns or debuts on Dynamite tonight. I'm sorry. I just don't think there's going to be one. If I had to say, maybe Scorpio Sky, maybe they call him up and they say, hey, Scorpio, let's do a short program with MJF because you're talking some shit about him on the World Wide Web. So why not? Isaiah Berry says, Adam Cole's supposed to have a match tonight, right? Who do you think he faces? No, he's having one at the end of the month when AEW All Access debuts. He's going to be the lead-in for that. But I think he'll get a match that he'll win. That he'll, you know, a foregone conclusion match. CGM says, I would love to see Jay White join Judgment Day, maybe even help Finn win at WrestleMania. That would be a nice little swerve, right? I think that would be a cool, fun swerve instead of him joining the OC or somebody like that. That would be interesting. Joseph Correa says, joining in late, but wanted to say hi, SRS. You are him. Well, thank you so much. Thoughts on what to do with Braun if he drops the title to Melo at Stand and Deliver. First off, change his goddamn name, but let him continue as a heel. Let him continue on as a heel. Let him see how he can do as a heel. Let me tell you guys, he ain't good at like the media interviews and all that stuff. So let him be a dick. He's a very nice guy, but he's also very, very reserved. So I would love to see him get to be a heel more. Kevin says, oh, okay. Kevin says, I sat behind Will Washington at Revolution and I have a new respect for him. It wasn't just the MJF kid he helped. There was another young black fan who was being loud and excited and two white guys started to tell her to shut up and Will shut them down. He just sternly made them leave her alone. I thought that was cool. Always knew he was a good guy, but seeing him in action makes me want to be better. Please give him this tip if possible. Well, we'll definitely do that. And one of my favorite things about Fightful is we got good people here and we got good audience members here. Now, I know sometimes you'll see me get salty on Twitter, put my foot in my mouth over yesterday. But one thing that I will not allow at Fightful, I won't allow bad people to be a part of Fightful. To my knowledge, I will not allow bad people to support us if at all possible. If you're homophobic, racist, sexist, transphobic, anything like that, we don't want you here. We don't want your $5. We don't want your like. We don't want your click. We don't want any of that shit. And if you ever see somebody say, oh, Sean Ross Sapp or Will block me, well, you were a dick. That's what happened. Because you get blocked if you're a dick. Not if you disagree with our opinions. Can't speak for, you know, Alex or anybody else, but not because you disagree with opinions, because I don't care what you like. But if you disagree with an opinion and are a dick about it, you're going to get blocked. We won't want you here. If you say something racist, homophobic, transphobic, bigoted, we don't want you here, because I don't want our audience to feel like some asshole is going to roll in and ruin the party for everybody else. I don't need your $5 if that's the case. I'd rather have $5 from good people. I'd rather have $0 from good people than $5 from bad people. So it makes me so happy to hear that about Will. Will is the best of us. Will is a wonderful person. Just whether you see him there or whether you see him elsewhere. and he carries much of that same philosophy, perhaps in a less obnoxious way than I do, but so happy to have him on the team. KE775 says, do you think Becky Lita are still tag champs going into Mania? Do you think they drop them before Mania? Hope they drop them, honestly. Hope they drop them. Why have the belts on them? I'm glad that they got that accolade. It's cool. It makes them seem more important. But I feel like there should be a women's tag match at Mania. And that's just how I always felt. Cody K says, Chance, King of the Ring winner, gets a title shot at Cody. The title that Cody loses via the draft. Well, I don't think Cody should lose a title via the draft. I don't think that should happen. I think that maybe in a triple threat match or something like that. But I don't know about doing it immediately like that. Oh, man. But yeah, they should have King of the Ring winner get a title shot. Heard anything on women's tag belts in AEW? Lots of people pushing for it. It was discussed at one point. Jennifer Kathleen says, has there been a change to Julia Hart's contract status? She's very recently added to the roster page. She was not on it for a long time. That usually means they're signed. Usually. Because Jake Atlas was on there and wasn't signed full-time either. But yeah, I'd noticed that before as well. I'll ask about that. S. Taylor says, do you think that Jay actually turned, or is he secretly protecting Roman or protecting Jimmy from Roman like Jimmy did to Jay 2 years ago? I think that he is absolutely loyal to Jimmy, but I do think that he turned. But ultimately, it's his allegiance to Jimmy that goes above everything. It's the bloodline, right? And that's his brother more than anything. Jake Salazar says, do you think we'll get MJF and Kenny in a match at some point this year? I do. Yeah. Let's see. Mr. CJ Lilly says, I'd combine the women's tag championships, bring in a mid-card title for the women, give Bronson U.S. title, revamp it like the IC title with Gunther. Well, I'll address each one of these. Love that. I would combine those women's tag champs. I think the mid-card title would be a good idea as well. I would also, Dana Brooke wanted to do the Intercontinental title for the women, but they didn't do it. Give Bronson the U.S. title revamp? Possibly. I would have him challenge Cody for the world title and lose, and I would have Gunther beat Honky Tonk Man's record because Honky Tonk Man sucks. Ural says, this is what makes Fightful awesome, SRS. Love you guys. Really love you guys. How can I find employment opportunities at Fightful? So I'll be completely frank with you guys. When we hit 10,000 subscribers on Fightful Select, I knew that it wasn't going to always last at 10,000. It was naturally going to go down. We're sitting at about 8,000. As long as we're above that, I'm pretty happy. So support us, FightfulSelect.com. That allows us to pay our writers and pay our writers better. I went to Jimmy at 10,000 and I said, listen, I want raises across the board for this team because without our team, I do not get to go hunt down exclusive news and all that stuff and run it on Fightful Select. He said, okay, but we got to do a bit of a hiring freeze for a while if that's the case, because I'm telling you, across the board, we increased it or increased the terms for people like Grapsity got a higher cut of, or they got a lower qualifier for their show and all that stuff. So, we've been on a hiring freeze for a bit of a while, but maybe that'll get lifted. But right now we're sitting at around 8,000 subs. So that's what we got to stay above in general. So don't know. iCallum says, hey, Sean, have you heard any news on Punk? Not of late. I knew that he was going to be at New Japan. It was one of those things he wanted to attend, but there's nothing on... There's nothing to indicate he's doing anything there. Still got a long time left on that contract. Any buzz about Forbidden Door 2? Do you think it happens this calendar year? I do think it happens there. And I think there's a chance that it happens like in Tokyo. Like, why not trade it, right? It's been discussed. It's absolutely been discussed. It's on a lot of internal schedules and all that. But everything that I understand was that it was going to happen. Hunter Tillman. Hunter is always so generous as well. Says, I'm going to give all my flowers to the men and women who competed at AEW Revolution. I was concerned for some of the matches, considering there wasn't much of a buildup. Great turnout. MJF is an absolute menace. Listen, I'm not going to tell anybody who felt a certain way about the MJF stuff that happened, the drink, to feel a certain way, because there are people who have plenty of reasons to feel that way. And I'm not going to, you know, try to infringe on that at all. But that match was my favorite Iron Man match I have ever seen. That match took me for a ride. Elite and House of Black were incredible. They were just unbelievable. I thought the whole show was a lot of fun. I love the Jamie Hayter pin. Sometimes a good pin just wins a match. I want to see more women on these shows, though. But yeah, AEW Revolution was a lot of fun to watch. I got to watch it here with my friends. Just a good time. Leave a thumbs up, guys. I've got one more super chat to address. Then I'm heading over to FightfulSelect.com. We got Brian Cage news. And I'll just be honest with you guys. There's some interest elsewhere. FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to have an article to follow. Every single week we have, usually every single week, AEW rundowns, producers, backstage notes. We always have those for Raw and SmackDown. But you get multiple pieces of exclusive news a day, usually between 90 and 100 a month, plus 30 to 40 shows a month. $5. Hot dog. Any news on Jade? Like I said, she had a busy February. So I think that that they're probably just letting her rest up. Amir says, any news on AJ Styles? I was told that he was healing up nicely, but there wasn't a timetable that anybody would give me on that, unfortunately. But that sucks. That threw a wrench into a lot of things. Obviously, the OC hasn't been on the show. Mia Yim stuff was changed, but you hate to see that. Anna Rag says, will Brian ever win the world championship? After this contract, he would probably retire, won't be full-time. He said that this would be his last full-time contract. Says it would be a missed opportunity. Felt Revolution was his time, and MJF could win again before 2024. Here's the way that I put it. The teams that I hate the most steal victory from my team in the final seconds. MJF doesn't have to hold the title the whole year for his 2024 thing he's doing. He has to win it by the final seconds and carry it into 2024. So I hope he actually loses it a time or two. But I'm glad he won Sunday, because that was special. I do think Bryan Danielson eventually wins it, even if brief. Ronan Clip says, does John Jones' easy win over Gain delegitimize the last year or so of the UFC heavyweight division? No, because I want to see Francis Ngannou against Jones, and I don't think it's going to happen, but the fact is, when Francis Ngannou touches people with his fists, sometimes they go out. But John Jones is one of the best MMA wrestlers that mixes it up with striking that has ever existed. I'll tell you the fuck. Oh, my God. I tweeted a fact. I said, John Jones called out a guy that hasn't won in years and got knocked out his last time out. And people were like, stick to wrestling. I covered MMA for over a decade of my life. I've done more work in MMA than I've done in pro wrestling. But it's a condemnation of the heavyweight division that the best option is a 40-year-old former heavyweight champion who's beat one guy in 5 years, hasn't fought in a couple years, hasn't won in a few years. I love Stipe Miocic. I will watch the fight, but that should not be your best option. Shouldn't be your best option. It should be an option, not the best. Braun goes up to the main roster as a Steiner, hopefully as Rex Steiner. I hope. My God. Guys, thank you all so much. I never know how these things are going to go, but you guys were here the whole time. You shared some fun with me. I will be on Fightful Select, I think, Friday for Q&A. I believe Ask Grapsody is this week as well. Thank you all so much. Let's head on over to FightfulSelect.com and talk about Brian Cage and his contract and WWE. We're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.